Now, the third photo I want to show you is this Amazon brand Solimo. That's the Amazon brand. That's like the in-house brand of Amazon. Solimo, 91% isopropyl alcohol, first aid antiseptic, 32 fluid ounces, pack of six. And the reason I'm showing you this, which you're going to find hilarious, is that still today, people are hung up like crazy over my interview with Dr. Jane Ruby, where we showed the nitric acid hitting that post-vaccine death clot. And remember the sparking and smoking and popping and cracking noises and everything, because this clot has some metallic, like rapidly oxidized substances in it. And when the nitric acid hit it, it kind of had this small explosion, this hot cloud of nitric acid gas and all these popping and cracking noises. So to this day, people are totally hung up on that, still claiming that that's nitric acid reacting with a microscopic amount of isopropyl alcohol that the clot was being stored in. And it's hilarious to me for a number of reasons, but I tell you what, I am going to go to the lab later today, and I'm going to combine 10 milliliters of nitric acid and 10 milliliters of isopropyl alcohol, and I'm going to show you that it does nothing. It just sits there. It's the most boring video ever, but you're going to see it because they do not react in any kind of violent manner. And if they did react violently, do you realize that that combination of nitric acid and isopropyl alcohol would be a binary liquid bomb? Because think about it. If the little microscopic amounts of the IPA on that clot, if that small amount alone caused this massive heat reaction, oxidation, popping, cracking, then if you were to combine, 10 milliliters of each of this, that would be a bomb. It would be an explosion. Kaboom, right? And so I ask you, again, looking at this image from Amazon.com, if isopropyl alcohol and nitric acid could create a binary bomb, would Amazon sell their own brand of isopropyl alcohol, half of a liquid bomb-making material? Would they sell you a six-pack with 32 fluid ounces per bottle times six? Could you buy explosives on Amazon.com with Prime delivery for $24 for six bottles and create, terrorist bombs with a little bit of nitric acid? And remember that Amazon.com sells nitric acid also, which means if these were explosives, that Amazon would be selling binary weapon explosives. Do you think that they are doing that? Of course not. I mean, for God's sake, people, common sense. If isopropyl alcohol was half of a binary weapon explosive, could you buy it at Walmart? Could you get it at the grocery store? In the pharmacy section or the first aid section, wherever they put it, could you get it at Target? No, of course not. Folks, IPA is not half of a binary weapon. It does not explode when you just combine it with nitric acid. And nitric acid is so commonly available. You can buy it online at retail with no background check, nothing. I mean, Amazon sells it. I don't know if it's in stock right now, but Amazon has sold nitric acid. And many other places like GFS Chemicals sells nitric acid. It's not difficult to get. Folks, just use your brain on this. Use your brain. These are not bomb-making materials. They're first aid. I mean, the isopropyl alcohol is a first aid rub. Cotton swabs and alcohol, clean the wound, that kind of thing. It's a preservative. But here's what I've learned in this. This was shocking. When people are faced with direct video evidence of something that they don't want to believe, like, oh, I took the vaccine and I might have these clots in my blood vessels, and these clots are some kind of weird exotic, biocircuitry self-assembling system. Like, they don't want to deal with that. They will delete that from their consciousness and they will find something else to nitpick. Oh, the the popping and cracking and explosive noises must have come from, well, the isopropyl alcohol. That must be it. It couldn't possibly be this weird exotic clot thing, structure, self-assembling nanotechnology biostructure. No, it couldn't be that. It has to be rubbing alcohol causing this. People, and I've talked about this, you know, I've talked about how people psychologically delete things from their consciousness that they just can't handle. They don't want to realize that that's true. So they just delete it. And that's exactly what's happening here. Whereas Dr. Jane Ruby and I, we're talking about, hey, forget about the alcohol for a second. What about this freaking clot? What about this nanotech biostructure that is self-assembling and growing in people's bodies and that is killing people? Like, that's what you should be focused on, not rubbing alcohol, folks. I mean, get your priorities straight here in the hierarchy of triage of what's important to stop the mass death, the mass genocide from these vaccines. I mean, people want to nitpick about isopropyl alcohol. No, you should be talking about what's in the vaccines. Why are these clots growing in people's bodies? And why do these clots radically react with nitric acid in ways that we never see with normal food or meat samples? Why is that happening? That's the question. But, you know, people are too spooked, too freaked out to consider the reality. By the way, did you know you can buy hydrochloric acid on Amazon? Did you know you could buy acetic acid? Do you know you can buy muriatic acid? I mean, you can buy all these supplies. You know why? Because you can't make bombs out of them. If you could make bombs, they wouldn't sell them. I mean, vinegar has acid in it. You can buy it at your grocery store. Can you turn vinegar into an explosive? Like a little MacGyver experiment? I'm going to have vinegar and baking soda and duct tape and the wire from paper clips, and it's just going to explode. No, it doesn't work. Because believe me, some lunatic has already tried that. It doesn't explode. It just sits there. Although that does remind me of that scene out of the first Terminator movie, you know? The very first one in the 1980s, when did that come out? Like 86 or something? Or 88? I don't remember, but remember Kyle Reese? He said he went shopping, went out to the grocery store, and he came back with like pipe bomb making materials, right? Weren't there like mothballs in that or something? But you know that's fiction, right? You know you can't just walk around the grocery store and come back home and make pipe bombs, right? You do know that. That was Hollywood. It doesn't actually work that way. And if I recall correctly, I think he said he was making plastique. Was he not? Isn't that the line from the movie, that he was making plastique and you had to be really careful when you're screwing the top back on the pipe bomb so as not to set it off? Yeah, that scene from the hotel room in the Terminator. Yeah, plastique. They were making plastique. Yeah. Trust me, it doesn't work that way. Oh, here we go. On Amazon.com, you can buy a 15-gallon carboy of phosphoric acid, technical grade, for $750. There you go. If you need 15 gallons of phosphoric acid, you can get it on Amazon. You know why they sell it? Because you can't make bombs out of it. That's why. And I know there's going to be somebody out there that's going to respond to this. Well, you can make a grain dust bomb. That's why grain silos blow up, man, because there's grain dust in the air, and then there's a spark, and then the grain lights on fire. And, okay, yeah. Yes, you're right. There are grain dust explosions that tear apart the grain silos because they're enclosed, contained spaces, but a grain bomb is not very strong. It barely has any explosive force, and the grain dust has to be dispersed exactly right in the air. And believe me, I think the ATF would laugh at you if you rolled up in a van full of like corn. Then you're like, let's say you were some lunatic trying to blow up a government building like Oklahoma City, and you rolled up with a bunch of corn or wheat or something, and you were trying to like blow the wheat into the air to light it and have a big terrorist bomb. You're like, oh, pff, 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 and you, with your lighter, flick, flick, flick. Pff, there's no flames. Pff, there's no bombs. Pff. like the ATF would be at the side laughing at you and just filming it. You know, well, the BATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, they would just laugh at you. Like, the dude doesn't even know how to make a grain vapor explosive, which is actually very difficult. See? I don't know. People, we got to use common sense on this stuff. If you could turn grains into high explosives, like, you know, TNT, then believe me, you wouldn't be able to buy grains. You wouldn't be able to buy like wheat flour if you could just take wheat flour and press it into a block and light it and it blew up like a bridge or something. You know, like dynamite. Doesn't work that way. But I would love to see some lunatic try it, you know, with a little USB powered fan and like a number 10 can full of wheat flour, like blowing it into the air with the fan, like, go, go, and then trying to light it. It would just be so funny because nothing would happen. I'm not even sure they could be charged with attempted explosives because the charge wouldn't stick. It's like, no, I was making bread. I wasn't trying to blow anything. I was just making bread out of the wheat flour. You couldn't even make the charge stick. You know, the legal charge. You couldn't prosecute somebody for making a wheat flour bomb. It's because it's such a joke. So bottom line, folks, don't believe it when people tell you that you can just combine nitric acid and isopropyl alcohol and make a bomb out of it, because it doesn't work. It doesn't do anything. And I'm going to show you the video. I'm going to do it in the lab just to show you. It does nothing. And it's my bad for assuming that everybody knew that, but you know, that's my own fault for not showing you earlier. It's just that I'm around these chemicals every day, and I know what they do and what they don't do. And I know if you mix those two, nothing happens. So, you know, the people commenting on this who are claiming that it's all going to explode, they're people who've never been in a lab. They don't know how to run a lab. They don't have any of these chemicals. They've never done anything in the real world. So they have no clue what they're talking about, but they want to create doubt and distractions from the vaccine clots. That's their entire goal. So don't be distracted by those low IQ trolls. Understand that we know what's really going on here. And it's all about the clot, the self-assembling clot biostructures that are killing people. That's the focus. And no, you can't make bombs out of alcohol that you buy on Amazon.com. Okay.